Guest from WEMIAC, on behalf of WEMIAC, join in on a monthly basis, West Michigan Environmental Action Council. So let's talk about a climate action council. Lori Coleman returns to the morning show with the White Lake Area Climate Action Council. It's a new group. Lori, good morning to you.
Good morning, Shelley. Thanks for having us.
Welcome. Tell me a little bit, first of all, about you.
I am a Muskegon area resident for the last 50 years. And I was raised in Montague, where I live today. I'm a retired business person, having a fairly long career with Herman Miller. And right now, I am semi-retired. I'm working as an artist and a climate champion.
Very nice. So put your climate champion hat on for us. And you are with the White Lake Area Climate Action Council. This is a new group in Muskegon County. So basically, what is it and why did the group decide to form?
Yeah, so about a year ago, the West Michigan Environmental Action Council had a book club to read The Future We Choose, Surviving the Climate Crisis. And the book is written by Christine Anna Begaris and Tom Rubin Karnak. These are the two people who were the architects of the Paris Climate Accord. And the book is just an honest account of where we're at with the environment and where we're headed and a practical approach to what we can do. What they call it is stubborn optimism. So that really spurred us to get together. And our council members are Tamara Horn, Violet Renna, and Michaela Urbach. And we just decided to go for it.
Wonderful. There must be a squirrel running across the road, because if you're
I'm in my base. I'm in my basement right now trying to talk without the dogs barking.
Well, hence, I don't broadcast from my home with three dogs that bark. It's all good. You are normal. What is the climate emergency and why are cities declaring climate emergencies?
Well, cities are it's a situation where urgent action is needed to reduce and halt greenhouse gases. So we're headed on a path that if we don't change what we're going to see irreversible damage to our environment. And I like to use the analogy, I'm in a school full of kids and the doors are locked and there's a fire and we know that fire is there and we need to put it out. Have you been up to our area, Shelley? I don't know if you know Northern Muskegon County.
You know, if there's a race there, yes, in and out, but please explain as though I haven't.
Yeah, so the White Lake, Whitehall and Montague are sister cities on the White River, and we are right on Lake Michigan, so it's a beautiful, quiet place. Tourism is a huge part of our economy, and within the last 5 years, we've been seeing flooding of our major roadways. Waters are getting warmer, the beaches are eroding, and fishing's changing. This winter, the city of Whitehall, the citizens banded together to get a snowmaking machine because we weren't seeing snow. So we are seeing it here.
Your council represents the city of Montague and Whitehall, as you're mentioning. So let's take these both apart on the response to climate change. Start with Montague.
Yeah, so we formed last year in the spring-summer period, and we started having conversations with local people and found out that Montague, Jeff Alk, Montague's city manager, was very supportive of working together, and we helped them pass a climate emergency declaration in December 2020. And what that means is that the city will create a climate mobilization action plan, and they're going to basically look at their operating plan to do things that will reduce carbon emissions. So what they've done so far, they've been doing a lot of good work, but they voted to replace two city vehicles with hybrids. They've planted 100 trees, and then they've been converting the lights all along to LEDs. We're just beginning, or the city's beginning, town hall meetings under the title of Montague Together, and the residents are encouraged to come and learn what they can do to lend to the effort. So these efforts could be like the farmers market, community food hub, pedestrian bike transportation, or just even individual actions, teaching people on what they can do individually.
So what about Whitehall?
Yeah. So Whitehall's our sister city, and they are installing an electric charging station downtown, which we're all thrilled about. They've planted 100 trees with the Muskegon County Conservation District. The local organizations like the library and one of the churches and the White Lake Arts Council are working on climate education. So we're really excited about that. And the city is currently considering a climate emergency resolution. So we're encouraging citizens to go to our Facebook page and sign the petition because we want to encourage Whitehall to do the same.
What else is your group doing, Lori?
Yeah, so our council, the White Lake Climate Action Council, we are partnering with the White Lake Arts Council on art projects. And we started doing that at the beginning of the year. And right now we're doing an Earth Day 2D art contest. And people can stop in at the Arts Council, Nuveen and Whitehall, and they can pick up a free canvas and just express how they are feeling about the changing climate. And there'll be prizes and the art will be displayed around town. We also host meetings every other Thursday, so from 7 to 8 p.m. Anybody can join us virtually. And we do kind of an advocacy check-in on the one Thursday where we update people and talk about what we can do or how we can learn. And then we do an educational session on the opposite Thursday. So like last night, we had Brett Little of the Green Home Institute talk to us about greening your home, which was really informative.
And how are you, let's just say, involved with WEMEAC, the West Michigan Environmental Action Council?
Yeah, so I got involved actually in the White Lake area through an acquaintance, Tanya Cabala. Tanya represents WEMEAC on the lakeshore here. So we learned about it that way. And then I'm also a volunteer with their group to host the climate conversations. So every month on a Thursday evening, we discuss a climate topic, we usually have a panel and people can ask questions and just kind of get updated and informed on, you know, what is happening and what can we do? How can we act?
You bet. Final question to you, Lori Coleman, White Lake Area Climate Action Council. What can people do if they're concerned about climate change?
Yeah, the biggest thing is you need to learn about it. I encourage people to read the book, The Future We Choose. It is an easy read, and it kind of gives you the overall picture. Talk about it. People need to understand, and it needs to become more normalized. And then I have 10 actions I'd like to just read, which are easy things anybody can do. Line dry your clothes in the winter and the summer, keeping in mind that these are all aimed at reducing carbon. Get yourself and your children out into nature and learn about the ecosystem. Buy an electric lawnmower, bicycle, or vehicle. Get an energy assessment of your home. You'll save money and reduce carbon. Plant trees. Recycling and reducing plastic. Examining your personal consumption. Do we need all those things we keep buying? Walking and biking, reducing meat in your diet, and then finally, trying to source your food locally. It's healthier and it saves energy.
Wow. Very action item oriented. How I like to run the ship, that's for sure. Lori, how can we continue this conversation with you?
Yeah, if people are interested in knowing what we're doing, they can go to our Facebook page, and we are under the White Lake Area Climate Action Council. They can join us. They don't have to be necessarily from Whitehall or Montague. They can listen in, and maybe they'll be inspired to start working in their own communities.
Wonderful. All right, go get them. Have a great weekend, Lori, with the sun shining upon you. And thanks for taking action. White Lake Area Climate Action Council, Lori Coleman, on behalf of the West Michigan Environmental Action Council. Thanks.
Thanks, Shelley. Have a good day.